One of my last couple of questions for you is, since we've been talking, you've been sharing your memories about Brooklyn and about going to school and urban renewal, is there anything that I haven't asked you that is something that sticks out in your mind about anything pertaining to living or going to school or what happened in regards to urban renewal? Is there anything that sticks out in your mind that I may not have asked you about Brooklyn?
Well, not as I can recall right now, but I would like to say that the governing body of Charlotte right now should take a good look at what they did to the black families of Charlotte when they moved all of them out of Brooklyn, because Brooklyn was the first stage, and really consider of giving them one of their most loves is Second Ward High School. I think that will make the blacks that lived in Charlotte, in Brooklyn, very proud. I understand that they got four high schools that they getting ready to be up now. There was no mention of Second Ward. I understand that they are talking about bringing school back within the vicinity of Second Ward section, but when and what would be the name, if they gonna do it. I don't believe that they gonna bring one back. Because I have heard it and witnessed a whole lot of things that they would say that they were gonna do. And it always wind up, we was not the body that made that decision. Instead of saying that we would take a look at it and do whatever is best for the citizens of Charlotte. Not black, but citizens of Charlotte, which would very much include us. And not use, as they phrase it, the color of your skin.
Well, for my last question for our interview, it's one that regards my oral history class that I'm in. And in doing these interviews, we've been interested in the interaction between the interviewer and the person being interviewed. And could you tell me the responses that you were willing to give me, or things you're willing to share with me? Did my or would my gender or my race or being a student at UNC Charlotte, would that affect anything that you would be willing to share with me?
Nope. Because I have enjoyed talking with you. You have been very frank, and I don't recall in this conversation that you used the phrase of my color. You say that I would like to interview you. about the redevelopment of Second Ward section. Mm-hmm. And this is what made me feel like giving you the interview and going back to the things that I can remember as the conversation is closing. I still remember some things that I should have said, but maybe they'll come out later. But other than that, I have enjoyed talking with you because you didn't show of any time the affliction of what you needed to know.
Well, Mr. Steele, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and to share your memories and your stories with me. I appreciate that. Thank you.